This is Sports is Fun on CITR 101.9. CITR.
Hey. No flex, zone. Hey. No flex, zone. Hey. They know better. Hey. They know better. Hey. No flex, zone. Hey. No flex, zone. Hey. They know better. Hey. They know better. Hey.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to our show. I'm here with my friend Sean.
Who are you?
And I'm Ethan.
Yeah.
Inaugural episode. Yep. Never thought we'd see the light of day.
I doubt this will get out, so.
We got a whale of a show tonight.
A huge show.
It's a Super Bowl special. It's fortunate timing for us.
But before that.
Before that, we have a sports recap in a segment called What Just Happened. Anything you'd like to talk about in particular over the past week?
Not really.
Okay, great.
We'll just talk about the Super Bowl.
We'll get there. One thing I wanted to mention was I was sitting at home all weekend watching the NHL All-Star game, and it was underwhelming, just as I thought it would be, but I really enjoyed watching the fantasy draft, actually.
Oh, yeah?
They did the whole fantasy draft format. They let two players pick their teams out of the players there, and everyone looked hammered. Like, really, everyone was having just a jolly old time. Everyone was laughing, chirping each other. And, you know, whether or not it was due to the assistance of the Liquid Courage, it was nice to see them, you know, all these athletes who never say or do anything interesting. It was nice to see them let loose a little.
Yeah,
I enjoyed watching that.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
We're not pointing any fingers, by the way, you know, if any NHLers are listening to the to the inaugural show here.
Indulge in whatever substance you like. We won't judge you.
Exactly. This is not a place of judgment here.
No. Far from it.
Lots of weird, interesting, crazy things going on in the NBA this past weekend.
Oh, yeah? Like what?
Like, for example, Kobe.
That's right. Kobe's out.
Is out. It
Kobe's
seems
out for
like
the rest of the year.
He's out for the rest of the year. What are your thoughts? Do you think he's going to return or what?
I hate Kobe Bryant. Let me just start off. Let everyone know I hate Kobe Bryant.
What did he ever do to you?
You know, he's a good player. He's like a generational talent. But when I try to evaluate professional athletes, I always try to imagine what it would be like to play with them. And Kobe just doesn't look very fun
to
play with.
You wouldn't have to do anything.
Well, he wouldn't let me do anything. He'd still be yelling at me.
You just collect the rings.
I don't know. So, you know, Kobe's time is up. You know, it's nice that he tried to come back this year. He tore his Achilles last year. He missed the whole season. This is going to be his comeback season. He's out again. You know, it's sad just because he's such a monumental athlete. You know, everyone knows Kobe Bryant. Even if you don't like sports, really, you should know who
he
is.
True.
So in that respect, it's kind of sad. But on the other hand, you know, I won't miss you, Kobe.
Hey, everyone's got an end, right?
That's true.
You know, flames to dust for Kobe Bryant. I don't think he'll be back. And even if he does come back, he won't. He's really just costing his team. Like, if you watch the games this year, like, yeah, he has a lot of points, but takes so many shots per game. And even in the games that he's missed already, it's like they seem like a rejuvenated team without him.
He didn't look good this year. I mean, he's old.
Not really.
He's been playing since he was, like, 18. You know?
Yeah, he's quite old. I don't know. I think it's a suitable decision for him to hang him up.
He's still getting paid, like, $30 million a season. Like, he's really handicapping the Lakers, but I don't think they mind. I think they want to tank. I mean, the NBA, if you're not one of the top, if you don't have a chance at the title every year, you're better off being one of the worst teams in the league than you are being a team that makes the playoffs and doesn't advance far.
It's true. It's an extremely polarized league.
Yep.
And speaking of which, on the other end of the NBA spectrum, the Warriors are now, they had just a crazy game on the weekend.
And Golden State.
Yeah, they're the NBA's best team, and it saw one of their players, not even really their marquee player. He put up 37 points in one quarter.
I mean, I'd say he's one of their marquee players. He's probably their second best player.
Yeah, probably. Right. But he's not. I said the marquee.
He's not Steph
player.
Curry, who's like the MVP, arguably. But
yeah, I mean, I don't know why you're trying to make me look bad. It's just the first show.
I mean, you're making yourself look bad.
But yeah, anyhow, 37 points in one quarter, never been done in the history of the NBA before.
True.
And anyone who hasn't seen the highlights, which I'm sure is a lot of people, because basketball is not a huge thing.
It's not especially regular
around
season
these parts.
Basketball, yeah.
But yeah, check it out. Look up Klay Thompson, and that'll be the first thing that comes up because he has peaked now. his career is he'll never score 37 points in a quarter again.
It's all downhill from here.
Yeah. Yeah, so great job, and sorry to hear it.
Can you believe that the two teams in first place in the NBA are Atlanta and Golden State?
No. I don't really know what to believe anymore.
What happened to the LeBrons?
The LeBrons are looking good, actually, lately. They finally picked
it up. They
won,
like, six straight, right?
Yeah, seven now, I think.
Is it seven?
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope they do bad.
They just stomped the Thunder. I was watching the Cavs game just last night, and one thing I noticed was that Tristan Thompson's a beast.
Really?
He's great, yeah.
Actually?
Oh, yeah, he's great.
I haven't seen many Cavs games this year.
He is he's third in the league in offensive boards.
Really?
Yeah, he's just like, you know, they always talk about their big three players now, but he's showed up probably overachieving more than anyone else on the team.
Well, what I was going to say is, on the other side of it, Kevin Love is really underachieved, so I'm kind of hoping that they fall apart, because then he won't go back to Cleveland.
But then maybe LeBron won't either, and then
that'd be great.
Then we have to sit through another
decision. I'd love it.
Decision.
The emotion.
Maybe he'd go to Toronto.
Maybe. He'd have a better chance of winning there, probably.
No, he'd probably screw the team up. No. They've got a good thing going.
It's true. No, the Raptors. What place are the Raptors in? Do you know offhand?
Third in the conference.
That's pretty good.
Which would be good enough for like sixth in the other conference.
So who's the two seed right now?
The Wiz.
Oh, the Wiz, really?
Yeah,
wow.
Washington Wizards.
This is a weird year for basketball.
Yeah, it sure is. There's still a lot of basketball to be played. It looks as though there are two teams, Atlanta and Golden State, are on pace for nearly 70 wins. And that does not happen.
No, that
often.
Never happened. Like, unless you're like the Michael Jordan era Bulls, that
exactly.
doesn't happen.
And on the other hand, you have the Sixers, Knicks. They both look like they could have 70 loss seasons.
I mean,
so,
I hope so.
Yeah, I kind of hope.
I'm sure.
For the
I'm
latter.
Sure that the Sixers hope so too. I mean, that's their strategy. They're tanking. They're doing what the Lakers should be doing. They're just losing outright.
Yeah.
They're trying to lose.
And the Knicks just.
The Knicks,
the Knicks
do
don't know
right.
what they want to do.
Yeah.
But they know that they're upset regardless.
Well, it's nice to see New York teams performing terribly just because there's such a large market.
Yeah.
They have no excuse.
I agree completely.
Yeah.
Like, the Lakers sort of have an excuse. They rode their top player for 20 years.
20 years,
20
yeah.
odd years, and they got great success out of it. I don't know.
I mean, the Lakers will be back because players want to play in L.A. Players like...
Yeah, like Jeremy Lin.
See, the Warriors are wearing special uniforms for Chinese New Year.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're actually pretty sick.
It's
yeah.
awesome. Except they have the sleeves, right? On like,
oh,
the T-shirt sleeves.
Oh, I hate those.
I hate them, too.
Oh, the design's really cool, though.
Yeah, no, if it didn't have sleeves on it, I'd go out and purchase one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, who wants to wear a basketball jersey and not show up their physique?
You're telling me.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think it's about time for a PSA.
Yeah, it sure is. We'll be right back.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's this Pilate? He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show on Sunya.
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
And we're back.
Hello.
So, what's next on our agenda?
Oh, I think you know what's next.
Oh, yeah, I know what's for next.
The main course, baby.
It's the Super Bowl.
It's special.
It's special to me.
It's a Super Bowl special.
It is a super special moment.
I wager to say CITR has never had a Super Bowl special
I don't think
before.
They have. I don't think they've had a Super Bowl party.
Nope. But then again, yeah. I went to a Super Bowl party last year.
Uh-huh.
And I was wearing my Broncos gear.
Oh, God.
proverbially speaking, I just really wanted them to win.
Actually, God, did you bet on them or something? Like, how can you root for
them? Yeah, and I put a barbecue, like a portable barbecue, on the bus. Took it all the way out to Commercial and Broadway. Took like an hour, and the game was over 2 minutes in.
I was pretty happy.
It sucked. There were so many Seahawks fans.
Oh, yeah. I must have been annoying. Well, I'm a Patriots fan, so of course I wanted the Broncos to lose, and they did. It was pretty exhilarating.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. This year's different.
Yeah, this year is different. This year. Of course, Patriots on one hand, Seahawks on the other hand. Only or two may enter, one must leave.
Yeah. And knowing that, you know, we are in Vancouver, and if you're listening to this and you have an opinion on this, you're probably a Seahawks fan. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what's going to happen to you, how you're going to feel.
Big words.
I mean, this is the thing. Most of you Seahawks fans aren't even real fans. You're bandwagoning, you know, losers. It's you're true. Losers. It's you're just a bunch of losers. And, you know, Tom Brady's going to come out there with his flat balls, and he's going to show you. Yeah.
Quite the kerfuffle there, eh?
Yeah, no.
That's all I've been hearing about. I just want to log on to NFL.com and see something that's actually interesting.
Related to the game.
But no, they just keep talking about a small misdemeanor.
It's
in
like
a game that was a blowout anyway.
It's like if baseball got really mad because they found out someone spit on the ball. Like, guess what? Baseball, it happens like 80% of your games.
Yeah,
you
know, so
no one does anything about it.
So the Patriots have been accused since their semifinals victory of underinflating their footballs.
Yeah, as if that would help.
Yeah, it's said to help the receivers catch the ball a little easier. First of all, the game was 45-7.
Yeah.
Would it have took, 38 points?
Well, considering they didn't even really throw the ball to score those points, they handed.
Another thing.
I saw
they ran
quote,
the ball a ton, and they got three touchdowns off it.
I think the quote was from Brandon Browner, a cornerback for the Patriots. He said that even if LeGarrette Blount, the running back, had been carrying a beach ball, he probably still would have scored three touchdowns. So, I mean,
yeah, it wouldn't have changed. The outcome of the game would have been no different.
If it was any other team that had been caught doing this, no one makes a big deal. The Patriots, you know, Spygate, and they got accused of cheating about 8 years ago.
They did, actually.
Well, yeah.
Cheat.
You didn't see the press conference. It was in front of 80,000 people could see it. That's what Bill Belichick said. Anyone could see those signs. Well, so the way I look at this is the average NFL fan, it's like, you know, the Patriots, that's their husband, and they caught him cheating, and then they're like, oh, well, you know, we'll take you back, but if you ever cheat again, it's over. And then this happens, and everyone's just quick to throw the Patriots under the bus. There's no proof that anyone knew. And even if there was, it's not a big deal. It's getting blown
out of
proportion.
But that's also like saying maybe like, oh, well, like it's not like I took the girl home. You're still my wife. I only gave her a snog or something.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I don't know how to...
That's a kiss.
It's just a kiss, yeah.
It's just a kiss.
Just a kiss.
Yeah. But in my opinion, that's infidelity right there.
Yeah, but I mean, if Wilson had been caught with, you know, not enough air in his balls, no one would be giving him flack, you know. Everyone would, you know, people just love to hate the Patriots. The Patriots are the most successful, you know, football organization over the past 20 years. And
success is a threat,
you know,
as they say.
Everyone else is mad. I know you're out there and you're probably mad too. And you know what? That's too bad.
Besides that, there's an actual football game to be played on Sunday.
Do we have to talk about it? I like to talk about this ball
yeah,
problem.
That's what I think the general trend is for
sports
analysts these days. But yeah, we're closing in on Super Bowl 49, and it should be a good game.
It should be.
I'm pretty... I don't really have a horse in the ring. I don't really... You know, I'm pretty impartial for who wins. I would just like to see a good game. Last year was a laugher. Was it 43-8?
Something like that. It was a beatdown. It was well over by the end of the first quarter.
Oh, yeah.
I think this game will be a lot closer. I think the Broncos last year were much weaker than the Patriots this year. I mean, the Broncos last year did as well as they did because of their passing game.
Yeah.
And, you know, what did the Seahawks do? They shut down their passing game. They had a good pass rush, you know. You mess with
they
Peyton Manning.
They were pretty one-dimensional.
Yeah, they knocked Peyton Manning down. He couldn't throw it, you know. Game over. The Patriots are the very opposite.
They're whoever they want to be.
Exactly. They
they're like kind of like Ditto, the Pokemon.
It's true. Yeah. So, let's start with Seattle's offense. So, what's Seattle going to do? Well, Seattle has Marshawn Lynch. They like to hand it to him because he's hard to tackle.
He's a good running back, probably the best around.
Probably.
As good as anyone.
Yeah, as good as anyone in the league this year. They have Russell Wilson,
yep.
Who looked terrible in the NFC Championship game.
I think that's kind of a thing with him. I think he can look to... He usually plays mistake-free ball, but he's not like a wow quarterback.
No,
like, I don't think he's very good at throwing the ball, to be quite honest.
What he does is
he's just versatile.
He keeps the play alive.
Yeah.
You know, he scrambles. He gives his receivers enough time to get open. Mm-hmm. So what the Patriots defense does is they take away your greatest offensive threat. And the Patriots have Brandon Browner, who I know you don't like, but, you know, he's a very physical receiver, and he's going
to
really
bully. He's just annoying to watch because it takes so long when there's a penalty flag thrown to get to the next play. And he just makes it for a slower game.
It's true. Yeah. But he's going to shut down smaller receivers, and they don't have... Can you name the receivers? Baldwin?
Kearse?
Baldwin? Yeah.
Curse, is it Curse?
I think it's Curse.
Oh, jeez, how did we get a sports show?
Luke Wilson.
Right. Yeah,
he's a tight end. Luke Wilson. They have no one catching.
Well, they use a couple tight ends on every package, I'm pretty sure. They have that guy, Huma Numa.
That's the Patriots.
Numa.
Yeah. Huma.
Michael.
Homa. He's a Pacific Islander. I don't want to try to say his name because I'll mess it up.
Well, we might offend people out
We're bound to offend. Yeah. So, and we have Darrell Rivas, who is arguably the best corner in the game, up there, top three.
Of course, maybe the biggest storyline heading into the game is will it be settled? You know, Seattle has someone who thinks he's the best cornerback in the game, and New England has the same.
Well, it's the thing is, okay, Richard Sherman is the Seahawks cornerback who's arguably the best. Who is he going to take out? Are you going to take out Edelman?
I would think, yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, Amendola caught two touchdown passes. Mm-hmm. LaFell,
yeah.
It's been really good. Gronkowski is our biggest threat. Who are they going to put on Gronkowski? You can't really take away the Patriots' threats because we don't really have a main threat.
And that's the key to being such a versatile team.
Exactly.
And that's also the key of Belichick's game, right? He's a total game manager. Like, the Patriots don't have much of an identity.
No, our identity is whatever you're not good at, we're going to make you have to be good at it.
Yeah,
which exactly. I don't think that's going to work in this game, because I think what's going to happen is we're going to shut down their passing offense, and it's going to come down to, does Marshawn Lynch have a big game?
And it's quite possible. I mean, if there is one weak spot, it's not the secondary for the Patriots. I think you can shut down Russell Wilson as well as you can shut down pretty much any other quarterback.
Right.
And like I said, I don't think Wilson is at the top of that list anyhow.
No, definitely not.
But you've been tested all year on the run game, and you haven't looked. When I say you, great. By the way, I mean the Patriots. Right. It's just that he's an avid
fan. I embody the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Anyhow, we got to take a quick break again, but we'll be back with the keys to the game as well as maybe some predictions.
And maybe some special segments at the
right.
end.
Right. It is, yeah. Remember, it's a special day.
It's a special day. All right. Be right back.
Want to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
All right, we're back in action here. Normally during this part of the show we would have a guest, so I kind of wanted to have a Patriots fan on for the show today, and here he is sitting right next to me. Our very own Sean.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for coming out.
Just don't ask me anything personal.
I wouldn't dream of it. If you do well, maybe we'll ask you back next week as well.
Yeah, I'll look into my schedule.
I have the one burning question I want to know from you.
Mm-hmm.
Is I would like you to pick one Patriot and one Seahawk. Two defining players of the game on Sunday.
Okay, well, I'll start with the Seahawks, because I was already starting to talk about this, but I think Marshawn Lynch is definitely the key to the game for the Seahawks. If they can establish Marshawn Lynch in the running game early, it's going to make the whole defense tired. You know, like chasing after a big guy and trying to tackle him to the ground over and over is just exhausting for defense, and that's going to have an effect in the second half. If you look at the last game they played against the Packers, they came out and played terribly in the first half, and they still managed to get the big plays late. And part of that is just wearing the defense down.
Part of that also, it could be said that the Packers blew it.
I mean,
they sort of gave them the game there. If it was the Patriots, the outcome would have been different.
That's true.
Patriots would have ran the ball down their throat rather than taking really safe and oddly called plays.
Well, for example, against the Packers, the 2-point conversion play, have you seen it yet?
Yeah, I saw it. It was
That doesn't happen against a defense that has energy.
Russell Wilson is touched by the hand of God.
Well, that was the next thing. If Marshawn Lynch can establish the running game early, that tires up, that tires the front seven. So it tires out the defense, the players that are coming after the running back. Those are the same players that are coming after the quarterback when he's throwing. So if you tire them out early with the running game, that gives Wilson a bunch of, you know, room to run late. That's how they get guys open. So
it also gets the mental game going on Seattle's side.
Oh, definitely.
Football is definitely a mental game because, I don't know, the football players are not like anyone else. They can get inside their heads, other people's heads. They're just very emotional.
No, yeah, it's a...
So you're going with Marshawn Lynch.
For the Seahawks, definitely. The game. Yeah.
No. And how about the other team?
For the Patriots, I think it's going to have to be a defensive player because I think their offense is going to come out and score, you know? I think their offense is going to be okay.
You could assume that, yeah.
You know, it's easy to say LeGarrette Blount, the Patriots running back, is the key to their offense because I think whoever controls the running game controls the whole game. You control who has the ball, you control the clock, and, you know, establishing the run early is just really important for, you know.
Both teams, yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to go with him because I want to go with someone on the defense. I'm going to say Chandler Jones, who's one of our defensive ends.
All right. And why is that?
Because if he has a big game, he is our most explosive person on the offensive line. So if he has a big game, that means he's getting after Wilson. And if you shut down Wilson.
Yeah, defensive line.
Defensive line, yeah. Did I say offensive line?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I meant defensive
line. It's not embarrassing.
I'm a little embarrassed. Yeah. So, you know. I think someone on the line has to have a big game for the Patriots. Or they don't have to, but I think that definitely increases our chance of winning by 10 or 20%. If you're able to like shut down their passing game completely from the start, it makes it easier to commit to protecting the run. If you think they're going to run and you call plays that counter the run,
yeah,
it's much easier to stop. So
yeah.
No, that's true. Those are my picks.
Alrighty.
And how about you? What do you think? What are
you listeners, write that down.
Yeah. Please.
Run and tell that.
Quote me.
Quote him. what about me? This is a bit of a easy one.
Okay.
A bit, so just bear with me here. My player for the Patriots, I think you got to get Gronkowski going.
Oh, the tight end. That, yeah.
And for the Seahawks, I'll just come out and say it because it's going to be the matchup. I think it will all come down to Gronkowski versus Cam Chancellor.
I like those
strong safety.
Yeah,
for Seattle, I think it's just that matchup or bust for both teams. Seattle has a great secondary, but they have given up the third most tight end touchdowns.
Oh, the
all
numbers
season.
Coming with the statistics.
Yeah, that's stats right there.
Wow.
Somehow on NFL.com, I found that amidst all the deflation gate,
the real news
propaganda. Yeah. But yeah, so I think it, you know, it's hard to say a weak spot because Cam Chancellor's great, and even if they throw their linebackers at him. You know, like they could shut him down or they could let him run rampant. And I think that'll be the deciding factor of the game.
If the Patriots get easy offense and their easy offense goes through Gronkowski, really, because he's such a matchup nightmare, then I think, you know, it's definitely the Patriots. That's probably a better pick than my pick.
The Patriots can have their way with teams on offense, and Seattle doesn't do that. Because they're sort of different teams.
Oh, definitely, definitely.
They're really two unique teams, which... It's why I think it'll be at least a close one. If I had to predict the game, I would probably go with Seattle on top.
That hurts.
No offense. I can see you.
That hurts.
See you showing your teeth already here.
Give me a score.
The score.
Give me a score.
I'm going to go with 28-24.
And who scores the last touchdown of the game? Are the Patriots down by two scores and they make it closer, or is it like Patriots are winning?
I think if I know anything about Patriots Super Bowls in the last
why you gotta do this
decade, I think it's going
to
be 24-21 for the Pats, 1 minute 30 seconds left.
If that happens, I don't even know what I'll do.
And Jermaine Curse will continue the curse of the Mannings.
Okay.
And, that's what would you? What's your prediction here?
I could see it. I think high 20s, low 30s is a good bet for both teams. I want to say 35-32 or 35-28.
That's a high score.
That is a high score.
Who knows?
If you look at the Patriots' past Super Bowls, the last two when they lost, the both years they had big offenses. And both years they had, you know, offensively horrible games. They were just duds. Yeah. I think they scored 17 points in one and 14 points in the other, and that's just not enough points. If you're going to run through your offense and expect to win, that's not enough points. And this year, they don't need to rely on the offense, so I think the offense comes more naturally, so I think they score more points, if that makes sense.
I think it is a bit of a different Patriots team this year. Like, if you look at their roster, they only really have, like, Will Fork and Brady are the two OGs. They're the only ones that have been there since the start, right?
Wilfork got drafted in 2004. He was part of that Super Bowl run, and, you know, obviously Brady was drafted back in 2000 or whatever it was.
So is those two and Belichick, is there anyone else really that's been there for a long time?
Kicker... The kicker's been around for about
Guskowski.
Yeah, he's been around since Vinatieri left. So,
but even so, Vinatieri won about three.
No, he won all of their Super Bowls. And losing Vinatieri seemed to be like the
curse.
Yeah, I miss
the
him.
Curse.
Although he missed that field goal against us in the AFC Championship game.
Well,
that really swung the game.
He knows who he plays for.
Exactly.
Anyhow, so that's it. I mean, I don't know what else we can say other than watch the game.
Yeah.
Even for you non-football fans, I hear Katy Perry's going to be there.
Yeah, and she's great.
She
is talented. She is a talented woman.
Everyone at CITR really likes Katy Perry, I think.
We listen to her all the time.
Whether or not people like to admit it around here.
Yep.
Anyhow, it's time for just one more break, so just bear with us.
And we'll be right back.
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
Oh, phew. Well, we're back. So what do we got up next, Ethan?
We're just winding down the show now. We'd like to try a little thing that we actually made up, you know, for your consideration.
For your consideration.
Hypothetical thoughts about sports, dreams, anything you want. I'm going to kick us off here. I have an idea that I'd like you to consider.
All right, please hit me with it.
Okay, consider yourself head of a marketing team, and you have a Super Bowl commercial slot. They give you X amount of dollars to go out and find an athlete and a celebrity.
Okay.
One each.
Okay.
Who would you pick to have the best chemistry to get your point across?
Oh, man. This is tough.
I just laid it on.
That is quite a question, and I'm sure I could think of something really good if I had some time. So just give me, like, just talk for, like, 5 seconds while I think about this. Just talk.
All right. Well, I think I'd go for a Betty White.
Okay.
And the Big Show from WWE.
I don't think Betty White is relevant enough.
I think you're wrong.
I would go with...
we only have a couple minutes left here.
This is such a tough question, you know? Everyone watches the Super Bowl. It's the highest, like, rated thing in the States every year, you know?
You got that right.
Yeah, so, you know, you gotta hit it right on the head, so... I'd go Pedro Martinez.
Okay. This is already quite good.
I'd go Pedro Martinez.
And who's he paired with?
And Jack Black.
And Jack. Oh, wow. That's actually really good. I'm glad that we took the time to get that answer. That's much better than Betty White in The Big Show.
And what they would be doing in this commercial.
We actually don't have time.
No, we do. They would be trick-or-treating. There you go.
Wow.
Consider that.
Perfect. Well, that's, I guess, all that we have time to consider for today.
Yeah, we got 1 minute.
Yeah. We got 1 minute. We'd just like to wish a very happy birthday to a couple special people for this week. Vince Carter, Dante Culpepper, happy 38th birthday.
All right.
Coming on up. And Wayne Gretzky and my mom, happy 54th to the both of you.
You know, it was my birthday last week.
Yeah, that was, we didn't have a show.
Yeah, and you didn't come to my birthday either.
We're out of time here.
All right, well.
But stay tuned because we got great programming from CITR all day long,
as usual. 24/7.
And
who knows? 24/7?
Who knows? They might let us back on the air next week.
Yeah, maybe see you next week.
Or at least we'll get a Super Bowl 50 show.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Anyhow, have a good weekend.
Yeah, and
stay sweet.
Yeah, stay... righteous. Hey,
no flex zone. Hey, no flex zone. Hey, they know better. Hey, they know better. Hey, no flex zone. Hey, no flex zone. Hey, they know.
When I candy, candy, you're as sweet as you can be. When I think of you, I wanna suck on something sweet. May we. Well, open up your paint box. Let me dip my brush.